Hi, sir. Still working? It's way after hours, you know. Yeah, I know. I know, I should have left too, especially since today was my last day here. But I wanted to make sure I said goodbye to everyone, and you just happened to be the last one on my list. Thank you so much for everything, sir. I was fresh out of college when you hired me, and well, to be frank, didn't know shit. Pardon my French. I know I haven't always been the best employee, and at times have caused you a fair share of headaches, but the past few years working under you has taught me so much more than I ever learned in school. Really. I mean, your mentorship and kindness and help has really made me grow leaps and bounds professionally, and it's meant so much to me. And I just know it was your personal recommendation that helped me finally get my dream job. And you recommended me knowing that you would be losing one of your best employees. So, thank you for everything, sir. If you wanted to let loose a little bit and celebrate, I snuck in a couple of bourbon shooters in my purse. Sir, it's after hours and everyone else is already heading to my goodbye happy hour. I know you don't like to fraternize, so you'd never show up even if I invited you, so I figured instead I'd just bring a little bit of the party to you. So what do you say? Just one shot? For old time's sake? That's what I like to hear. Okay. Let me pop open one for you. And one for me. Here you go. I'm kind of bad at toasts. So, to success in the future for the both of us. Woof. That's strong. Well, I guess that's that. I should probably get going. Yeah, handshake, of course. But I think we've known each other better than that. How about a nice big hug? I smell like I've taken more than one shot already. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. I kind of did a couple in the bathroom before I came into your office. Well, because I wanted to have the courage to do this. Yes, I know that was wrong of me to do. But you didn't think you could get rid of me that easily, did you? Not without me causing you a little bit more trouble. Yes, I'm very aware that you are very much married and have a beautiful family with your beautiful wife. I'm not asking for any of that to change. I'm just asking for a little bit of your time to celebrate the end of our work life together. Why don't you sit down on your seat, sir? There's something I've wanted to do for you ever since I was hired here. Kneel down in front of you. Unbuckle your belt. Unpull your dress pants and boxers down to your ankles. Yes. To let out your cock. Oh, God. Whoa. I've thought about this for so long, I can't believe I'm finally holding it in my hands. Feeling it harden and thicken as my fingers squeeze and stroke. I always knew you'd be packing a nice cock. You know, I used to sneak glances at your bulge when we worked closely on a project together. Back when the sexual tension in the room was so thick and sweet we could cut the air with a knife. We made such a great team, sir. Don't you think? You playing the part of the worldly, confident mentor, and I your brilliant but chaotic protege. Although I was kind of disappointed that you never actually took advantage of me. No, you're too much of a good man for that. But even the day we first met, I was awestruck by you. And ever since then, you had but to say the word, and I would have been on my knees, just like this. My head hovering over your lap. With my soft lips on the head of your cock. Sir. Your cock is delicious. What a wonderful, manly scent and taste. Am I doing a good job slathering your cock all sloppy with my tongue? Feel your hands grip me by the hair, sir. I want to feel your cock drive into my throat. And I want you to use my mouth as your own personal cock sleeve, sir. Give me a nice, good face fucking to remember you by. Yes, sir, please. I could have been your little fuck every day if you'd wanted. Oh, God. God, I would have done... I would have done this for you. I would have fed on nothing but your cum for lunch. I'm in your personal little cock sucking office pleasure slot. Well, you know, everybody already assumed I was fucking you for favors anyway. Like getting on my knees was the only reason for my accomplishments. Everyone always assumes that I sleep my way to the top. But you were the only one that truly believed I had the talent. Gave me the chance to prove that I wasn't just a pretty face. Gave me the confidence to prove, even to myself, that I could get what I want. And right now, what I want is to feel your rock-hard cock drive into my hot, sopping lips. I'm gonna bend over your desk now, sir. So many afternoons spent hunched over your desk like this, patiently watching your face for your approval as you sit and examine my work on the monitor. And now you can see that I spread my legs as well as I can spread those Excel sheets. Why don't you lift my dress over my ass and examine my work, sir? Does it meet your approval? No panties. Perfectly shaved. Hot and dripping wet. Just for you. Oh, God. Yes, sir. I love feeling you grip and spread open my ass with your hands. Ah, shit. Sir. Ah. Sir. So naughty. Your cock. I can feel it throbbing right next to my pussy. You want to be inside me, sir, don't you? You want to plunge your cock deep inside my young, sweet pussy? Oh, God, yes. It's brushing past my pussy lips. And inside me, fuck. Oh, my God. Your cock is so good. Fuck. Oh, my God. Yes. Push me down on the desk and fuck my pussy. I'm arching my back for you. Perfectly aligning myself with the angle of your thrust. Submitting myself for your pleasure. So many office daydreams of you just doing this. Bending me over. And using me. Holding me down. Helpless. While your hips buck against me. I can't believe it's actually happening. Your cock plunging deep inside my sweet little fuck hole. Fuck me. Oh my God. You know, sir, for a married man, you didn't resist me very much. I would have expected an upstanding guy such as yourself to put up more of a fight. Dear wife, not giving you enough pussy to please you at home? Or perhaps my hot little pussy was just too much to pass up. Oh, really now? Not the first girl who's thrown herself at you like this? Oh my. And here I thought I was special. Silly me thinking I had one over you. But it seems the student has not yet surpassed the master. Such a shame that I'll be gone tomorrow. I bet you could have taught me a few more lessons like this. Let me turn around and lay on my back, sir. And spread my legs at the edge. And now put your cock back inside me, sir. Put your cock back inside me, please. Yes. Oh my God, fuck. Oh my God, fuck, you're stretching me. After months of pending up my feelings for you, it feels so good to just stretch out on your desk and let you have your way with me. Feels so good to have you hold my legs open while your throbbing cock plows into my sopping cunt. Fuck, I know it's so wrong to fuck a married man, but I just really needed this, sir. I just really needed to fuck you, and it's so hot. Oh, fuck, it's so hot. And dirty. And wrong. So wrong to feel my married superior's hard cock thrusting inside me, but I don't care. I don't care. It feels so good. It feels so good. It feels so fucking good. Oh my God, wait, yeah, right there, that spot, right there, fuck. Yeah, keep doing that. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come, please, sir, keep fucking me. I'm gonna come with your cock pumping in and out of me. Keep fucking me. Oh my God, keep fuck. I'm coming on your cock. Keep fucking me. Oh my God, I came all over your cock. I'm so wet, fuck. Why don't you take a seat, sir? My turn to do some of the work, don't you think? And ride that cock of yours. Let me straddle you and get your cock right Fuck. Back inside me. Oh, there. We go. That just hits the right spot. You hit all the right spots. Fuck. Feels really good in any position. Jesus. This is nice, isn't it? Just slowly grinding my hips on your cock with my arms around you. This is it, sir. Tomorrow I'll be gone for good. I'll be 5,000 miles away soon. And we'll probably never see each other again. But I want one last going away gift from you. I want to feel you come inside me. Yes, I want to feel your cock splurge that big, nasty load of spunk deep inside my cunt. You want to know if I'm on birth control? Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. It's no fun if I tell. You know how much I love being a bit of trouble. But one thing I do know, sir, is that you can't resist feeling my slick, silky pussy full of your hot cum. Can you? I can already feel your balls begin to tighten. Go faster. Yeah, your hips twitching. And your cock struggle to hold back as my pussy clenches around you. I'm ready to milk you and milk you and milk you out of your load. Milk every last drop from your balls. I want you to empty your balls out into me, sir. Tomorrow on the plane, I'm gonna touch my tight little pussy knowing that your fresh cum will still be leaking into my panties. Shh, sir, shh. Just focus on my pussy as I ride you. Focus on the wetness, the tightness, the way it's massaging and milking your cock. Focus on building up your orgasm so you give me a nice, big release. Yeah, nice and deep inside me. Yeah, yes, sir, that's it. Grab my hips, pump me up, pump me onto your cock. Yes, oh, fuck, I knew you wouldn't pass up the idea of coming inside me. Yes, sir, yeah, I'm gonna be your little cum dump today. Yes, sir, I'm ready for your cum. I've always been ready for your cum. Fill me up with your spunk. Fill me up with your seed, yes. Oh my god, yes. 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 Keep coming. Keep fucking coming. Keep spurting inside me. Keep blasting my pussy with your cum. Yes. My clenching pussy is milking. And milking. And all of your cum. Yes, fuck. There you go. Give me every last drop. Every last fucking drop. Keep going. You got a little more. Yeah. That's it. Oh my god. Almost sticky and filled with cum. Thank you, sir. You've made working here memorable in so many ways. And I'd say that was the perfect exit interview, don't you think?